Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden heads to South Korea, two Secret Service agents in South Korea were kicked off their assignment and sent stateside for discipline. The two agents, whose identities were not made public, are reported to have become intoxicated while not on duty. And then one of the agents got in an altercation with a cab driver. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department, and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Pedestrian deaths last year reached a 40-year high. That's according to preliminary data from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. More than 7,400 people in 2021 were struck by a motor vehicle ending in death. The percentage of children killed by speeding drivers more than doubled since 2018. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Friday that he is running for Congress in a newly formed district straddling Manhattan and Brooklyn. Tim Berg has an update on the Buffalo grocery store shooter.
The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Topps grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for the U.S. Senate marched into its third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remained essentially tied with thousands of ballots left to be counted. Oz, who was endorsed by President Trump, led McCormick by 1,122 votes on Thursday. Pennsylvania's Department of State, which oversees elections, said Thursday that there are about 38,000 mail-in and absentee ballots left to be counted. It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax Thursday says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. Okay, so it is known by some of the participants there who actually release that information. What bothers me is not only the the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have a good open debate, and that is what the court and that's what Congress is all about. Once you have fractured that trust factor, it's very, very difficult to restore it.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's what we do, and we can't do it by ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help. All hands on deck. This is what, this is all about here. And we appreciate you joining in. There's just no room for the silent majority any longer. And really, think about it. It's a small percentage of people that are pushing this. As we were talking with Liz Peek earlier this morning, is that, when you think about the noise and what it came from, with President Biden is pushing right now, these are the same policies that they tried to sell to their own party, if you remember, in the primaries, and they couldn't even garner more than a third. 30% interest, that was less than that, for these green agenda items that they were thrusting. And then they get elected somehow, but they're in the White House, so it is what it is and what we're dealing with. And they're acting as if it's a mandate, and they're absolutely crushing this country. It is unbelievable what is happening to us, but that will continue to happen as long as good people continue to stay silent. And I sense that there is this organic movement, that we've had enough of it, the price that we're paying at the pump. And the other news, too, that Liz had to say was that she'd heard that gas stations are now retrofitting their signs so they can handle a double-digit cost per gallon. Right now it's single-digit and go up to $9, right? But now what happens when they go to 10? All right, so they got to be retrofitted so they can handle $10 per gallon gasoline. So they're projecting that this is a possibility here in this country, ladies and gentlemen. You think it's painful now? You imagine what it is. I mean, here we are dealing with food shortages, supply disruption. We can't find baby formula. This is all brought to you by your U.S. government. Dr. Claudia Kotka is with us right now. And great to have her on with us. She's an internationally recognized lecturer, USA expert with the ADA, healthcare policy, and expert witness before USA Congress and the White House. Claudia, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, the news is out. In fact, even the former congressman Michelle Bachmann reporting that Joe Biden is selling out our country's sovereignty to the WHO. And you've been talking about this for quite a while. Tell our audience what you know, what's happening here.
Yes, of course. So since my early days at University of Michigan, starting in 1993 as a student, and I was there, of course, for 10 years, two different credentials, I realized that the healthcare sector in the United States is a very unique sector that really allows for increased competition, and that really ensures innovation both as the from the medical device perspective as well as the clinical protocol perspective. That said, as a GO position, there's a higher standard of practice, and we know that different GO positions essentially aim to do that. However, it is dependent on the open or closed market, if you will, in terms of the execution of that. And when we look at the international intersections of sorts, and I've been in this for the past 20 years, is in the interest of the respective jurisdiction to contribute their own excellence in the participation and transacting and making recommendations in the healthcare sector commodity space. But what is I've seen at the international level, for instance, particularly in groups like the UN, there's not a lot of transparency in terms of the distinction between actually experts of the subject matter, as in doctors, scientists, etc., and executives. And that's very important, I think, that is to be a very transparent rendition of who contributes the data from what perspective, because in the United States, that translucency is always there.
Exactly. Well, we know that from 2.5 years of COVID and the WHO's involvement, I don't think there's anything, Dr. Kotka, that we can come away from in concluding that the WHO helped the cause for the American people, or even for the world for that matter, when it came to dealing with COVID. Am I being fair in making that statement?
I would say so as well, and I'll give you an example that's really close to my heart as a dentist and also a toxicologist. Only until May of 2021 or so, middle of 2021, did the WHO actually recognize oral abnormalities as non-communicable disease. That means that, by definition, it's incorporated into their program internationally. They did something slightly in 07, but not enough to render any type of real impact in any way capacity. The organized dental profession at large, with the U.S. delegation participating significantly and continuously, tried and tried again. But I find it very interesting that that particular rendition came to about in terms of policy or regulatory perspective only when about the time where surgical masks became an international fashion statement in public sphere. And so when we look at that, that actually promulgates any type of abnormality in the oral cavity and the gastric tract. That means that it makes oral abnormalities more resistant, more pathogenic resistant, as well as induces hypoxia. And so we have here almost a contradiction in terms. And this is the reason why my fervent opinion is that healthcare commodity space needs to be led by the subject matter experts from an interdisciplinary perspective, both from a private health practice perspective and a public health sector perspective.
Yeah, it's like the frontline doctors, Dr. Kotka, have been eliminated from the process. I mean, here they are to do no harm, to serve the people, to offer information so that the patients are properly advised, and all that has been squashed, and the WHO have been promoters of this kind of dictatorial medical practice, and probably, some would say medical malpractice, because you're not giving people properly, proper advisement on medication or even handling this, because if the WHO doesn't endorse something, which, seems rather suspicious, because, we've learned enough in our country to follow the money. And when we start wondering about some of these big groups making, some of these decisions and offering up these dictates to us, immediately we say, okay, who's driving the bus here? How much money is being, put in the pockets of these promoters, whether it's Dr. Fauci or anybody else in our government, including it? It all, suddenly it puts us in a position that it turns us into conspirators. We don't trust them. And even if we ask the question, then we're negated, we're canceled, we're not allowed to do any more, further inquiry. We just have to take their word for it, right?
Right. So here's the realities of, I would say, variables and the consequential rendition from one to two. One is that there has to be an interdisciplinary contribution or presentation of the subject matter. That means that I, as a dentist or a toxicologist, I don't just treat one organ. I treat the entire body. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this from the point that you started. For all my doctors, first first-year respondents by USA Congressional Law indicates licensed professionals, dentists, physicians, mental health practitioners, as the primary leaders of their disciplines and sectors. Therefore, those individuals deserve the allowance to do their job, not to be told to be to stand down and essentially not practice medicine or dentistry, what they were called to do, and let other individuals without license of medical license or dental license practice medicine without a license. Let me just go
exactly.
A little bit further.
Are you hang on.
Letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. The Joe Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with the internationally recognized lecturer, USA expert with ADA, Dr. Claudia Kotka. Dr. Kotka, I wanted you to pick up where we got cut off as we were going to commercial break. Forgive us. But I wanted you to finish your thought here. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you so much. So I would say that the most important point of what I was said is basically this next highlight, and that is the customization aspect requirement, and as a matter of fact, the innovative contribution, the whole healthcare sector analysis compartmentalization really rests within the private sector, small business clinical practice in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's where the most customization occurs. Why? Because any medical device, technology, clinical protocol that's developed at the laboratory bench, even cross-checked and approved by FDA and other participating regulatory bodies and standards, assume that that particular methodology, that particular medical device, whether it's a medication or an actual technology, will be customized for that patient. That means only one patient is treated by a specific set of coordinates, and that is required by a professional. And the reason why I say this is because we want to focus on that customization component, and that's really where the infrastructure of support and attention should be, both from the consumer platform perspective as well as from the leadership, meaning jurisdictional leadership, particularly when there is an issue of crisis. Mm-hmm. And so when we look at understanding situations, one, even though as scientists, clinicians, we have very micro interest in the physiology of disease, the development and the treatment of disease, we need to always keep that macro view. And that said, the issue here that we're dealing with always when I treat a patient, either diagnostics, meaning understanding how that particular chief complaint developed and or treating it if the patient wishes to engage in it, I must understand the comorbidities. And it's the comorbidities that offer the hurdle compilation, whereby making a particular treatment that is very plausible and acceptable and needed almost, non-impactful. And this exactly. is where we're losing the battles as clinicians, and patients are losing the battles in healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and whenever you get the government involved, I mean, it's antithetical to exactly what you just said. I mean, you're talking about healthcare that's customizable. Our bodies, our individual bodies demand that. And professionals like yourself, you do that. You live that. That's just from day one. You figure that's how it works. Now you've got government coming into it, and they think in terms of one size fits all. And so then they want to come out and say, well, you know, you can't use hydroxychloroquine. You can't use some of these monoclonal solutions, and as if they know. And what about the doctors that do know? And also the other thing that's been entering in here toward the end of this experience with COVID is pharmacists have been empowered. My understanding, Claudia, is that pharmacists are now being given the empowerment to deny the fulfillment of prescriptions being handed out by doctors. That's unheard of.
Yes, it's true. It's very true. It is unheard of. And as practitioners and as experts of the subject matter, we need to be able to stand on the premises where we've been trained and what we answer to, which is the Hippocratic Oath and the ethics principles. I like to highlight this. Medicine, dentistry, healthcare practice is the only sector that requires, by definition, outside of priesthood, to put the client and the patient's interest ahead of the clinician's interest. And that means that no transaction, no contract will supersede the requirement of the patient's requirement. And what we look here is the equity that is driving the participants in the healthcare sector. Hence, I firmly believe that only experts, subject matter experts, should lead the healthcare commodity space, and participants that interact with it, like jurisdictional policy, business, venture capital, media, consumer platforms, technology, albeit necessary, and they have their portions and parts, they really need to take lead and allow for the experts to lead in terms of what differentiates longitudinal stability of health irrespective of royalties or intellectual property protection,
exactly.
Patents, expiration. And sometimes I have to say that more and more from a healthcare perspective, my understanding and my census is that the sector is going to go by geoposition, more trade secret approaches. And that's going to have a significant impact of disadvantage internationally, also locally as well here in the United States, is going to certainly put in balance the access to care and the access to superior technology.
Yeah, this influence by even more bureaucracy is so dangerous, and it's counter what you're saying. And you would think, because of the experience, especially in the last 2.5 years, that we would know better, right?
Well, of course, and here's the other thing. We, as experts, we understand the fundamentals of microbiology, cellular molecular biology, chemistry, physics, etc. And so the principles and fundamentals of those sciences, we've had at least the exposure of 7-8 decades or more. And so irrespective of the pathogen or the vector that comes forward, we already have a very good grip on how to incorporate or how to even handle that situation. We can't just identify one axis arbitrary in the symptom correlational aspect, and this is where highlight needs to be given. There's a differentiating quality of excellence between correlational studies and mechanism studies. Very different renditions and very different potential of quality and quantity of data. And so when we look at the data, we have to look at how the logic, what type of logic was applied to generate that data.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, to all that you're laying out here, Claudia, makes so much sense. It's informed consent. It's logical. But all that goes by the wayside when you have an entity promoting fear. And
yes.
In the space of fear, all knowledge and reason goes out the door, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I'd like to just highlight in the United States and the practice of healthcare, how I was trained at the University of Michigan, was all options need to be given to the patient, including no treatment. It is at the patient's prerogative. You cannot force a patient into accepting treatment. It's their decision. And they are the only ones that will make a decision that's customizable for them. All
right.
Decisions, including no treatment, carry liabilities in medicine. There's no such thing as a protocol, a medical device that has no liability, meaning toxicity of impact, either effort, time, compliance, requirement, cost, etc. And so this is really, I would say that I'm blessed to practice in an environment like United States. And of course, together with other colleagues in Entrepreneurial Forum, we represent the excellence that we've been luxuriously, I would say, enjoyed to practice and develop and contribute worldwide.
Yeah, but how much longer? I mean, with the WHO intruding into the space that you're talking about, how much longer can you enjoy this kind of privilege?
Well, I would say that we know from history there's always been pressure points from either direction. And I truly believe, and I'm an optimist, that truth always prevails. Sometimes
Amen.
It is extraordinarily sacrificial. But we know that the men and women of United States, both on the expert side as well as non-experts, they are willing to support what fundamental jurisdictional value this particular land offers. And they are willing to protect it. And I think that, as I said, with other jurisdictional leadership from around the world, I myself, as well as my colleagues internationally, we are committed to protect the subject matter for the goodwill of the population at large.
For a long time, Dr. Kotka, we've been encouraging our listeners to be self-advocates when it comes to their health care. And, you know, again, at the risk of losing that precious choice, COVID and the imposition of governmental and bureaucracy intrusion into that consideration, I think can be, in the short term, injurious, if not long term, if we don't do something about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we basically, this is one of the privileges I've
never. We got about 10 seconds left. Exactly. Well, I hear you. We look forward to having you back. Dr. Claudia Kotka has been our guest. Thank you for being with us.
D. Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden heads to South Korea, two Secret Service agents in South Korea were kicked off their assignment and sent stateside for discipline. The two agents, whose identities were not made public, are reported to have become intoxicated while not on duty. And then one of the agents got in an altercation with a cab driver. North Korea may show a sign of strength while the president is in Asia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on a North Korean display of force.
We've said from this podium, we've said at the State Department, and we've indicated in quite clear terms that our intelligence does reflect the genuine possibility that there will be either a further missile test, including long-range missile test, or a nuclear test, or frankly both, in the days leading into, on, or after the president's trip to the region.
We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. John Gleason joins us now. His incredible book, The John Gotti, or it's titled The Gotti War, is taking down America's most notorious mobster. This has been a memoir, as they would say, decades in the writing. I've often said, John, sometimes people are asked, you know, just how long did that take you to write the book? And they will say, well, it took me 10 years and a lifetime, because there's so much, especially for you as an attorney, as a prosecutor. Boy, you're all in on this story.
Yeah, look, it was, thank you for having me on your show, by the way. Yeah, look, it was a 10-year slice of my life as a federal prosecutor, all 10 of which I was investigating and prosecuting John Gotti and his brothers and his fellow gangsters. And, you know, I know a unique experience when I see one. And I thought I had to write it all down, you know, and then life got in the way. I was a judge for 22 years. Now I'm a practicing lawyer. But I finally got this book over the finish line. I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be on your show.
Well, for you, this is a story that must be told. And probably some people say, oh, not another John Gotti book. We've heard so much about him. But you bring a unique perspective, to the story here that is quite compelling. This is a book for anybody that has any interest. I mean, I think anybody that ever, went and saw the Godfather series or has any interest in the mafia and that this book is will not let them go.
Yeah, look, I was fortunate because there were two federal racketeering trials of John Gotti. They were the bookends of his career as boss. And they happen to be the bookends of my career as a prosecutor. They're 5 years apart. Mm-hmm. The first one, 7-month trial, him and seven other guys fully acquitted of everything. And then 5 years later, I was the lead prosecutor in the case against him and his underboss and his consigliere. Sammy Gravano was the underboss. He kind of famously flipped, became my witness. And we finally convicted him. And the day after Gravano got sentenced, I went on the bench. So his life and mine were like crazy intertwined for almost a decade.
As a rookie assistant USA prosecutor, you're involved in this first trial of John Gotti. And it doesn't come out the way you want, but this had to be quite the experience for you. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, it didn't come out the way we wanted. They called a witness who said that I and my co-prosecutor each committed separate crimes, like suborning perjury. And it was 7 grueling months after which we were supposed to win. Mm-hmm. So it was like the worst professional day of my life when everybody got acquitted. But I did grow up as a trial lawyer in that one case. I mean, it was 7 months, 96 witnesses,
wow.
2-day cross-examination of that witness who accused us of crimes. So it was really kind of, as a growing trial lawyer, a major building block for me, as devastating as the outcome was. I did benefit from that trial.
Yeah, I bet. And so the next time around, like you said, 5 years later, you get his consigliere, Sammy the Bull Gravano, to flip. And you do this right under Gotti's nose. How did you make that happen?
Well, look, we had a tape recording from the secret apartment above the Ravenite Social Club of John Gotti talking about Gravano to Frank LoCascio, who at the time was the underboss. Later, Gravano replaced him. And he was trashing Gravano. Mm-hmm. And Gravano heard that tape only after we arrested him. And he, as he mentioned to me, he thought John was getting ready to kill him. Mm-hmm. So he thought if they beat the case together, he would have to kill John Gotti and have to kill a bunch of other people, and decided to join Team America. So he reached out for me in a very secretive, we had to set up he was sharing a jail cell with John Gotti, so it wasn't easy to meet with him and talk about cooperation. So
yeah.
It was quite an elaborate ordeal just to meet him, but we did it. I met him. He wanted to join our government. That's how he put it to me when I shook his hand. He said, I want to jump from my government to your government. And he did. And together, he and I and the great lawyers who worked with me in the organized crime section in Brooklyn took down the whole mob, not just John Gotti.
Yeah. And John, that was the case, right? I mean, this is the way the mafia saw it, is, they had their form of government. We had the American form of government. And, that was their ideology, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the history of the mob, before Italian immigrants, assimilated into our society, and we're talking now 100 years ago, mm-hmm. The mob actually was kind of a quasi-government for those immigrants who didn't feel represented by the local governments. That day has come and gone, but the gangsters certainly think of themselves, or did in the 1990s, as their own government. And as I say, that's exactly how Gravano put it to me when I secretly met him for the first time.
You say it's pretty well dead and gone, but in my humble opinion, when we see an open border that we're dealing with today and MS-13 gangs and others coming in, I could see how, you know, you could have different iterations of mafia-like families, not necessarily Italian, but Hispanic families that are there to protect the people locally, especially when you have a large number of undocumented people in the country, and they need protection, because it's not like they feel comfortable to dial, you know, to call up the police if there's any criminal activity that's imposed against them. Does that seem reasonable?
I'm not going to push back on that. I was talking about the Italian mob.
Yes, right.
And
okay.
You know, over time, you know, the law enforcement, they call them emerging groups, right? So there were the yes. Chinese Tongs in the mm-hmm. 90s, and the Born to Kill Vietnamese folks. And so I'm not going to say that that phenomenon hasn't been replicated in subsequent emerging immigrant groups. I don't contest that at all.
Right, exactly. Well, I appreciate the response on that, because it just, you know, my experience and what I've seen, and here it is. You saw this aspect up close and personal. How well did you get to know John Gotti?
Too well. You know, that 7-month trial, that's a lot of days to be together in court. And, you know, as I mentioned in the book, he would talk to me during the breaks in the trial. And, you know, it turned into a fairly acrimonious relationship, especially when he called a witness who accused me of crimes. And then he came to really despise me, as we knew from the thug tapes. Mm-hmm. So, look, you can't spend that much time investigating and prosecuting people. And I spent more than a full year total in mm-hmm. court against him without getting to know him. So I did get to know him a little bit.
Right. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Gleason in his new book, The Gotti Wars, right here. Stay right where you are.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Seekers meetings are a core component of the Tide discipleship activities in India. They provide an amazing opportunity for listeners to learn more about God and Christian beliefs. It also gives curious listeners the opportunity to get answers to their questions about this Jesus they've been hearing about through the Tide Gospel radio broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, COVID protocols seriously impacted the number of seekers conferences we could sponsor. But more recently, we've been able to resume this critical outreach. And the great news is that during a recent series of seekers meetings, 41 people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. What a joy it is to help people find hope and purpose in life, and to have them join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with John Gleason about his new book, The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. Before the break, we talked about how well did you know John Gotti? A lot of people would refer to him as very charming. I mean, we know he dressed well. and obviously to be able to lead a crime family like this, I mean, you're talking somebody that exerted power to levels that you and I would think incomprehensible, right?
Yeah, you're right. They all did, to tell you the truth. But the distinctive thing about him was he wielded his power and he kind of wore being a crime boss on his sleeve, right? Most crime bosses are in their social clubs in rumpled clothes and lay low because, after all, they're committing crimes. You know, Jim Gigante, the head of the Genovese family, was shuffled around in a bathrobe in Greenwich Village for decades so as to conceal the fact that he was a boss. The unique thing about John Gotti was he wanted to be a celebrity boss. Mm-hmm. He succeeded in becoming a celebrity boss. And the rest of the mob hated him for it because, you know, FBI agents are human too. And basically he was sticking his finger in the eyes of these FBI agents. And they mobilized against all of La Cosa Nostra, all of the families, not just John Gotti. So that was very much a part of the end of the mob as we knew it, was he decided he was going to be a boss with a public, you know, instead of just being a gangster.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can imagine how the rest of the family, you know, they're looking at this and going, wait a minute, you're bringing too much of a spotlight here. And what did they do to resist and
interfere with this personal desire of John Gotti?
Well, they couldn't wait for him to go away, and because he killed his own boss, Paul Castellano, without the permission of the commission, Chin Gigante, the head of the Genovese family, tried to kill him on a number of occasions. You know, it blew up Frank DiCicco, John Gotti's underboss, thinking Gotti was there, and then a bunch of Genovese guys got arrested for conspiring to kill Gotti. I mean, law enforcement ended up, in a way, protecting him by prosecuting folks who wanted to kill him. He was a very unpopular boss within the mob. He was very popular with the media.
Mm-hmm. In your book, The Gotti Wars, as some have said, there's been so much written about Gotti. I mean, let's face it, he was a celebrity in and of himself, brought a lot of attention, got a lot of ink. What part of his story did you feel had to be told that's included in your book that people can look forward to reading?
The reasons we lost that first case, which are a big part of the book, have never been reported about before or written about before. As I was starting to say before, I've seen these other books, and they're written by people, for the most part, I never heard of and never even saw in court. And then, most importantly, the second trial, the second of the Gotti Wars, which is the case we convicted him in, involved the most intricate investigative processes, right? Mm-hmm. There's no understating how hard it is to flip an underboss who's sharing a jail cell with the boss he wants to flip on. And look, I've got my perspective. I think it's one that no one has ever come close to writing about before, and that's why I wrote this book, to be honest with you.
Well, in a sense, John, as I read this, this is a bit of redemption for you because of the things that you and your colleagues were accused of in that first trial. As you said, that, you know, they anticipated this to be a slam dunk. You had him dead to rights, so to speak, and it didn't happen. And again, it revealed to you just how powerful the mafia and John Gotti was to be able to control a narrative that would malign you.
Yeah, look, I had some very serious loose ends to tie up after that first trial. They called a witness who accused me and my wife of very serious federal crimes.
Oh, wow.
And then they beat the case, not because of that witness. They beat the case through other corruption. So in the second investigation, we tied up all the loose ends. We got justice for John Gotti. We got justice for that witness. And we got justice for the folks who corrupted the jury in the first case. So there's a lot. There's a lot in there that no one has written about before. And I welcome your readers to take a look at it.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is, again, redemption for you and your wife for the rule of law, may I say. And here you are, and then you're able to do what, I mean, had to be nothing short of a miracle to get somebody who is in the cell with John Gotti, an underboss, to flip. I don't know how you can say, underestimate the significance of that and the hard work that it took to be able to make that happen.
Yeah, it was dicey. I had to, the terms that he gave me were, it had to be a meeting where he and I could talk about him cooperating, but a meeting no one would ever find out about if he decided not to cooperate. And when you think about that and think that he's sharing a jail cell with John Gotti and the only time they ever leave there is they leave together to go to court, it was a challenge. And it took us, the main point of the second part of my book, The Second War, is to explain how that came about, how we put Gravano to use to take down John Gotti and the rest of the mob.
Well, this was a story that had really captivated, you know, viewers. The media was all over this, and John, you know, for you and your team, especially what you went through the first time, but I imagine the strict discipline of making sure that every I was dotted and every T was crossed as you proceeded, you know, during this trial.
Yep. Look, there are ethical and legal constraints about speaking directly without the defense lawyer to an indicted defendant. So, look, we had to deal with them. It's an interesting situation to be confronted with when he reached out for me in one of the secret meetings. And, I acted like the careful lawyer that I am, managed to get it done, managed to flip him. And it was, in a way, that was a real turning point for the New York mob.
Well, this is a terrific story and a book that had to be written. And as you said, 10 years and maybe a lifetime in the making, because so much of you is in this book, you know, your perspective and your strategy and how you could bring this to conviction, especially after what you went through the first time around with John Gotti. What was the biggest takeaway for you in this whole experience, John Gleason?
Perseverance, you know, and we like to think that if you keep your head down and do your job right and well, that good things happen in the end. It doesn't always work out that way. I'm not Pollyanna. But, you know, we took it on the chin with that, all those acquittals in 1987, but didn't go away. And we kept, you know, doing investigations and put a bug in the Ravenite and got a case ready for trial. And good things come to those who are patient. And the great thing that came to us was Gravano flipped and allowed us not just to bring down John Gotti. We were going to convict him already. Mm-hmm. He's already under indictment. But to bring down Tim Ugante, the boss of the Genovese family, Vic Arena, boss of the Columbos, to bring down, we convicted 47 guys with Sammy's testimony, many of whom had committed lots of murders and would have committed a lot more had we not taken them off the street. So, yeah, I got my personal vindication, but more importantly, we did some serious good work for law enforcement.
Yeah. How many lives did you save, John, after all this is all said and done, right? And what you did for Law and Order, amazing. John Gleason, his book, The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. John has had a distinguished career as a federal prosecutor, federal judge, presiding at more than 200 trials, practicing defense attorney, was lead prosecutor in the successful racketeering murder trials of John Gotti and Vic Arena, respectively the bosses of the Gambino and Colombo crime families. John, what a career. Congratulations on the career, on this book. I think it's a true gift. You know, for our audience and the readers who are going to be captivated. This is excellent work, and thank you so much for sharing a piece of your life with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your kind words, Bill, and thanks to your listeners for listening in. I'm really grateful.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get...